Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and welcome to a special vocab edition of The Work. Age range. This is the span of ages that you can reasonably play. Now, here's the ninja trick with this. In most markets, you can have a larger age range than you can in a major market like Los Angeles or even New York, where you're going to need to narrow down a little more specifically. And here's what I mean by narrow down. We're looking at like a four-year age range in most cases. Certainly, there are exceptions. There are opportunities where you can use a broader or wider age range than 4 years. But the reason it's a ninja move to describe your age range in 4 years is because it shows the buyer that you have a brain for where you really fit, where you slam dunk, where you bullseye, that place that you live effortlessly. That part of your age range is a four-year term. And if you were to research and ask all the people in your life and strangers out on the internet or out in the wild what age they thought you were, and don't give them a four-year limit. You let them say whatever, because while you're collecting data, you want the numbers to be everywhere that they want to be, then you would find that you've got a little bit of a bell curve, and you're going to have some outliers, ages that are way at one end and way at the other end of your playable range. That doesn't mean that you have a range that spans all those years. What you have is the place that is the highest in the bell curve, and this is where the most people are answering within a cluster, and those tend to be about 4 years. Certainly, if you feel the need to stretch beyond that, you can, but what you run the risk of doing when you do that is convincing the buyers that you don't really know who you are. Because someone who is 24 is not the same as someone who is 30. So when you say you have a playable range of 24 to 30, it doesn't help us understand you, because there are certain things that happen in the late 20s that really shift who you are and how you are in the world. And depending on your brand, this could be a significant shift. So far better to say, okay, I'm 24 to 28. And then we know from the buyer perspective, you've not yet gone through those things that happen in the late 20s that shift you into a different phase of adulthood. And this is true at several ranges. I'm just using this particular one because the age 28 epiphany is such a happy place for me to reflect upon in my own life. So age range, about a four-year span. Don't limit it to that when you're collecting data. Just find out what the numbers are. And the real trick of it is when you tell someone what your age range is and give them that four-year span, and they say, but you know, I could actually see you playing, and they list an age that's outside that range. Awesome. Lean into that. You say, in fact, I have played that. I didn't consider that, but there was a role that I played recently that was exactly that age. That allows you to yes and what they've said without coming at them with too broad a range, and it's a really smart move. Now, when you're checking the boxes on the submission websites about what your age range is, go broad with this, because we're not looking at this from the buyer side. It's just allowing a filtering of what types of projects and roles are going to come into your inbox or into your alerts based on where they fall within that age range. But on anything that you're putting out in the world, be a little narrower with that age range. And in fact, you don't really have to put that age range out there too much. Like, it doesn't need to be splashed all over your website. It certainly doesn't need to be on your resume. And really beyond that, have fun and don't suck, right? As always, thank you for joining me for another episode of The Work. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe at iTunes. And of course, everything you might need to enjoy your self-management for actors journey is available at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah.